morning, we're coming out of 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse, and also 1 John, 5th chapter, and the 4th verse. And let's read as follows. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And then chapter 5, verse 4, it said, for whosoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Also, I read verse 5, and who is he that overcome the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This morning, thanks to God, if I just putting a title on those verses would be winning the battle of life, winning the battle of life. We see, thanks to God, this morning, I'm just come before you with a few words of encouragement this morning. Okay, we see that we being in Christ, we already have the victory. The battle is already won. Yeah. If you look at it, the battle is already been won. Because our battle, when we accepted Jesus, our battle was won. Although battle in this life continues to go forth because of our enemy. So this morning, Saints God, I just want to let you know that your victory is closer than to you than ever before, because you are born to win. However, there's something so strong for the devil to break in you that it will determine your victory in the area of life. It is the God kind of life in you which begins with the new birth. So this morning, your case is not closed until you decide to close it. No matter what or where you might be right now, or what situation that look like in your life, but be assured that you are born to win. Life is a battle fight, and everybody who must succeed must put up a fight to get it. How valiant you are able to fight determines the degree of victory you arrive from your battle. So thanks to God, it left up to you how strong, how vigorous, how violent you are to fight these battles. It's up to you. You can sit back and let the devil beat you to death, take all your joy, steal everything that you have, bring poverty to you. It's up to you, or it's up to you to use the word. We see that understanding that there can never be a winner without a fight. It is only at the end of a battle that you can boldly declare a winner. Even Jesus, he went through. He had to fight. So we too have to fight. It is sad to see that many believers live and walk without a sense of war. We fight daily, and these battles are mostly spiritual. If the devil is fighting against your progress, then it is scripture to fight back. The bad news is you was born for a battle, but there is good news. You were born to win the battle. The Bible said that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Satan is not afraid of you, saints of God, but he is afraid of who is in you. And long as you have Jesus Christ in you, Satan is afraid. Like I said, he's not afraid of you, but he is afraid of the one that's in you. 2 Corinthians 4:14, it says, make that 2 Corinthians 2:14, I'm sorry, 2:14. It said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." So you see, saints, God, you are ordained to triumph and continuous in Christ. That situation that you may be going through is a won battle if only you trust in God for your victory. So we have to have a part in this battle. We got to trust in God. We got to put our trust in his word. You was not redeemed by God to be defeated by the devil. You were born as an overcomer. Therefore, no situation is permitted to defeat you. No situation is permitted to defeat you. We see the saints of God, so you need not to be afraid of anything that may be confronting you. Well, be assured of your everlasting victory in Christ Jesus. There is no battle that is beyond you. If it was beyond you, God would not allow it to come your way. God knows your capacity as a winner, but you must believe in the winning spirit that is in you. The challenge may look stern, the sea may be raging violent, the storm may be tempered, but in all of these things, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who gives you the victory. So in other words, saints of God, no matter what you're going through, you have the victory. Your battle is already won. The only way you can win is to be on God's team. To be on God's side is to be part of God's army, because we are fighting. And saints of God, if you don't get nothing else from this morning, please listen carefully. We are fighting not for victory. We are fighting from victory. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Because of Christ in us, we are fighting from that victory. You know, sometimes we get so religious and so righteous, we make that statement, "I'm fighting for victory." You know, I was convicted as I was studying this. The Holy Spirit convicted me and everything. I said, "Lord," and I had to repent, because I myself says that same thing. "Man, I'm fighting for victory. I'm fighting for victory." But the Holy Spirit had to bring it to me. You're not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory, because Christ in you. So let's be sure, stop saying that word, because we making God out of a lie when we said it. "I'm fighting for victory." But we're fighting from victory because of Christ in us. Amen. Victory is not a destination. Victory is the beginning point for the child of God. So as long as we have Jesus and we're born again, we have the victory. We see that through scriptures, we see that some winners through scripture, by taking example of the scripture, those who fought vigorous and won their victory in their battle. This should perk us up as a team, being on the winning team, so we are not permitted to lose. For instance, Job. Job was confronted with the battle of his life, Job 1:14-22. He lost everything he had in one day. His children, property, and everything was gone. However, he chose to trust God in his darkest hour. And we too have to choose to trust God. At the end of the battle, to prove his victory, God restored to him twice of what he lost. that battle you are facing in your life is not as tough, it may not be as tough as Job's battle. And even though you feel like your whole world is crumbling around you, it is the right time to fight the hardest. That is time, thanks to God, to fight the hardest. When everything seems to go away, it's not time to give up. It is time to just continue to fight even harder. Understanding that the devil wants you to use that challenge to separate you from God's love, like he intended with Job. However, because you have made the right decision, like Job, not to be disturbed, you will overcome, just like he did. Also, another scripture example is David. David was confronted by Goliath, and he won. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 51. He was convinced among any reasonable doubt that God would give him victory, and he confessed it. So thanks to God, we got to confess our victory. We just can't just sit back. We got to know that we have the victory. As he confessed, we too have to confess our victory. He faces opposition from his own brother, but he did not give in by that discouragement. He was told words of discouragement by the king and the people, but he overcame by sharing his testimony of the faithfulness of God in the past. So thanks to God, when we're facing these situations, just remember what God has done for you in the past. He said in his word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. If he did it before, he would do it again. He have no respect of person. If you trust in him, it will come to pass. Also, we see that David was threatened by Goliath's appearance in his boastful word, but he considered the greatest of his God rather than the greatest of his challenge. So thanks to God, no matter how big your challenge is, God is even bigger. God is even bigger. You might be going through something that just blows you away, yet knocked you off your feet. But God is bigger than that situation. No matter what it is, thanks to God, be encouraged. Stand on God's word. Don't be discouraged like David's brothers trying to discourage him with words, the people, the king. People are going to try to discourage you because they want you to feel like them. If they're going through and feeling sorry for themselves and they find out that you're going through, they're going to be happy. Instead of praying for you, lifting you up, oh, well, I don't want to go through it by myself, but I need sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so to come along with me. We can have a pity party together. So don't be encouraged, saints of God, discouraged about what other people think and what other people say. Stand on the word of God. We see that David witnessed the victory he believed and professed beyond the expectation of the people, and his God was glorified. So when we confess our victory from the beginning, God is glorified because we have that trust in him. We see that Goliath may be a champion of many years, but your God has never lost the battle. Believe and confess your victory in him and through him, and your Goliath, he will fall. He will fall no matter what. By the name of Jesus, your Goliath will fall. We see Jezebel overcame another example, he overcame the battle of spiritual resistance and stagnating. In 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, see, he was faced with spiritual forces that prevented progress and breakthrough in his life. His confidence in the power of God for all around victory made him to call God into a call God in a feverish prayer with faith. So thanks to God, we got to continue to pray in faith, believing that we have the victory. We have won that battle. God granted all his requests, and his victory was evidence before all. He became more honorable than anyone else in his family. No matter what force of darkness is fighting against your success and breakthroughs in life, your prayers of faith will bring victory that will be evident to all. So thanks to God. So your life, your battles, your situation can be a testimony for someone else. You just got to continue to believe, pray in faith, and be an overcomer. Because if something happened and I overcame, that would encourage somebody. Well, God did it for him, he can do it for me. So we just can't give up, saints of God. We got to continue to fight and have that faith. We also see that Philip, he overcame the rule of the magician with the power of the gospel in Acts chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. With confidence in the protective power of God, Philip entered Samaria, a city that was previously conquered by a magician. He preached the gospel with the power of the Holy Spirit, and God confirmed his word with signs and with wonders. Not only did he warn several people from believing lies, but he warned them to believe in Christ. Even the magician also believed in Christ himself. So thanks to God, just continue to believe, continue to pray, and no matter what the situation is, your life, tragedy that it may be, can still bring people to Christ. We can prevail over the power of Satan to record victory in every area of our life and ministry by believing and trusting in God. We see that Paul overcame all attack, challenge, and opposition in his calling. He faced several in Romans, that's Romans 8, 35 through 39. He faced several spiritual and physical opposition, but overcame all through the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. At the end, he was glad for a fulfilled life and accomplishment purpose, and was fully rejoiced at the time of death. Thanks to God, nothing can succeed in preventing us from fulfilling purpose and destiny if we remain in Christ and claim our victory over every situation. We see, thanks to God, that no matter what we're going through, we got to claim the victory. So how we see also seeing that our battle beginning with three allies. And that is, one, our battle is against the world, the enemy around us. Two, it's against the flesh, the enemy within us. And three, it is against the devil, the enemy above us, which the Apostle Paul described as the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly places, in the heavenly realm. So we see that each battle for today is something to say about how to win the battle. So thanks to God, how do we win the battle of life? We win the battle of life, won by, do not trust in your own strength, but trust in God. We see in Psalms 33, verse 12, Psalm 33, verse 12, it says, 33, verse 12 through 22, It said, blessed is the nation whom God is Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven and he beholds all the sons of man from the places of the inhabitants. He looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their heart alike and he considered all that work. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. So we see right here, saints of God, David is telling us the key to winning your battle, according to David, is not to rely on your own strength, but to put your trust in God. This goes against every grain in our human nature being, putting everything that we trust in God, because that flesh is going to rise up. Man, I can trust God for so far and so much, but that flesh is going to say, well, but remember about that? Remember when you did that and it didn't come through? But we just got to remember, although it might not came through when we wanted to come through, but we still have the victory somewhere down the road. Maybe we wanted something that wasn't right for us. God knows best. We might want something that is not good for us. So anyway, so David was telling us, don't rely on our own strength, but to put our trust in God. But at the end of the day, human strength and power will not be enough. No king success with a big army alone, no warrior win by brutal strength. Horsepower is not the answer. No one get by on his own muscle alone. We got to depend on the Lord. Also, we see that within continuing that verse in 18 through 21, it said, whether God give victory to those who trust him. Watch this. God's eye is on those who respect him. The one who are looking for his love. He ready to come to their rescue in bad times and also in good times. In leaning time, he keep body and soul together. We depend on God. He is everything we need. What more, our heart brims with joy since we've taken from our own his holy name. So long as we're using the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we can have that joy. We also see, saints of God, through that, how to win the battle. But when we win the battle, we also got to do something when we win the battle. There are steps that we should take. When we expect steps expected for a winner. Okay, when we win the battle, we must understand that a victorious Christian life, we understand that the victory life is a normal Christian life. If you are not living victorious as a believer today, if you are living in defeat, then you are living beneath your privilege as a child of God. With the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have to be afraid of Satan, of his demon, or any attack, or trick, or scheme that he has. You is on the winning side of this war. Now, like it or not, this is who you are. being on the winner's side, thanks to God, as a winner, you must continue to walk in righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5 and 15, it says, and that he died for all, that they which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So in other thanks of God, is that right? Yeah, 5 and 15. So we see, thanks to God, we got to continue to walk in righteousness. The first thing is that we must walk in the newness of life that Christ has given us. A life above the flesh, above the standard and the dictation of this world, above all temptation the devil will bring our way. We continue how to walk in righteousness. Righteousness is our breastplate to protect our heart in all spiritual attack of the enemies. Also, number two, we need to walk in love. As a winner, we need to walk in love. 1 John 4 and 17, 17 to 21, it said, Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man said that I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So we see, saints of God, as children of God, we are commanded to walk in love. We are to love God with all our heart. We are to love the people around us as ourselves. No matter who it is, we still need to love them. Our love must not be for the word only, but with evident, based, and God-approved action. So we just can't hear the word and have no action behind it. Number three, for being a winner, we must walk in obedience. We must walk in obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 28, and it says, that shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all land that you shall tread upon as he has said. I'm sorry, that was 25:26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and not a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go out of other gods which ye have not known. So that's the verse, not verse 25. Thanks God. So be obedient to the word, because being obedient is a blessing, and being disobedient can be a curse. We'll get together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was in the right book, but the right wrong verse. So we see, thanks of God, all clear instruction in Scripture are meet for us to obey without question. So the word of God, saints of God, we shouldn't have to question the word of God. If God said it, God promised, God will deliver. Our faithfulness in obedience to God and his word will guarantee our victory in all areas of our life. Not some area, but all areas of our life. Also, being victorious winner, we must walk in forgiveness. We must walk in forgiveness. Matthew 6, verse 12. Matthew 6, verse 12 to 15, it said, "And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." So in other words, saints of God, we must forgive to continue to walk in victory. It is certain that people will offend us at some time in our life. So we must cultivate a forgiving spirit to forgive them at each time, whether they ask for it or not. You're going to be offended, saints of God. Somebody, somewhere, somehow, going to offend you. But it is your job, my job, our job as believer to forgive them, whether they ask for it or not. God is willing to forgive our sin as much as we can forgive other people. Unforgiveness sin will give the devil an upper hand in our life and make it difficult for us to have victory. So, saints of God, whatever people do to you or have done to you, forgive them. Let it go and let God. Turn it over to God. I know sometimes it's hard to forgive people. It didn't say forget it. It said forgive them. Because in the back of your subconscious mind, you're going to remember that. But as long as you don't bring it up and use it against that person again, you're okay. Because we're not God. But God, he forgive all our sin. And he remember no more. That's what he want us to do also. But being human, it's going to come up. We got that subconscious mind. Yeah, I'm forgave him. But, you know, you just can't roll your eyes at him. That person passed by, you just can't roll your eyes at him or duck him, dodge him either. And everything, well, I remember. I ain't going to say nothing to him. Because I remember what they did. You got to forgive them and forget the things of God and move on. Because you have the victory. Also, we see that being a winner, we must walk in faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in other words, saints of God, the Bible said that it is impossible to please God without faith. And when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he will make even his enemy to be peace with him. Our faith in God demonstrates our trust and our confidence in him and his power. And it is assuring us victory in every battle that we face. 2 Chronicles 20:12. Also, we see, saints of God, which is very important, as a winner, the battle, we must walk in unity. We must walk in unity. Genesis 11:6 says, "And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." So we see, thanks to God, in that verse, the people was on one accord. They was in unison. They was united. they were building the tower. And they were coming together. They were unified. Just imagine, we as a body of Christ, if we all come together, unite together, the power that we will impact on this community, if we just come together. Not, well, I'm not doing that because so-and-so don't do it. I am not. If you see a piece of paper, just pick it up. You know, on that, we're working together as a body. We're not working as individual. So if we come together, we'll have a greater impact. Just like these, the people back then, they were unit. Even the ones in the upper room, they was all united. There was unity. And the Holy Spirit fell on all of them. So we have to learn to be united, saints of God. Come together as one. Stop fighting among ourselves. There's enough out in the world to fight against the devil than we, as believers, fighting against ourselves. We see that united or oneness is one of the major qualities needed for victory in a spiritual battle. The Bible said, any house divided against itself cannot stand. So, saints of God, it is very important that we be united, not only as a believer in this four walls, but as united with all believers as a body of Christ. We all got our own job to do, one body, but many members. We all got our own job to do, so let's continue to work unified in doing our own job. We see that also that when the power came upon all the days of Pentecost, when the power came upon all on the day of Pentecost, they was there all in one accord. So we have to be on one accord. We see that that no matter what we're going through, saints of God, just forget it. Like I said, forget it. That's important, but be united. That's more important, to be united and walk as one. Also, in order to continue to be a winner, we have stumbling blocks exposed to winners. So if you want to be on the winning team, then you better get off the devil's side because you're with the crowd that is going to lose. So saints of God, if you are not on God's side, it is time to come over to the winning side because Satan, he is going to lose. He done lost. So if you straddle the fence, you might well come over where it's hot. Because if you go toward the cold, you're in loss. If you stay on the fence, you're the loss. Matter of fact, you even lost even more because God said you whether have you hot or cold. Lukewarm, he's going to spew you out your mouth. So you ain't nowhere. So either be hot or be cold. But my suggestion to you, take the blessing and come over to the hot side. Be on the winning team. So, in other words, thanks God, we must make sure we walk in all the steps discussed above, guard against whatever will prevent us from doing them. In addition, we must guard against the following. We must guard against love, not the world. We can't just love the world and the things of the world. We got to guard against that. 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For if all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So thanks to God, we got to guard against that stumbling block. Love, not the world. Friendship with the world will make us enemy of God. And we must guard against it with seriousness. Our responsibility is to pray for and witness to the people of the world and not to be conformed ourselves to their ways. We in the world, but not of the world. And our responsibility is to pray for those that's in the world. Also, we guard against giving no occupant for the flesh. Romans 8, verse 8. Give no occupant to the flesh. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not of the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In verse 10 it said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11 it said, but if the spirit of him that raises up Christ, raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by him, by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. So in other words, thanks God, the flesh is still active even after our new birth. We must reckon with it as dead whilst we yield ourselves to obey the Spirit. So in other words, thanks God, although we are new in Christ, new birth in Christ, this flesh is still alive. He's still acting. That's why our spirit is still in war with this flesh. So long as we let this flesh override us, we're gonna have a war. We're gonna have that conflict. But we got to have our spirit and our soul in unity, and that will get the flesh under subject. So we need to develop self-control as part of the fruit of spirit to gain victory over the sinful desires of the flesh. We see, thanks to God, also never get discouraged in prayer. We should never get discouraged in prayer. James 5 and 16, it says, 16 through 18, it said, confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The fierce prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to lack passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it must not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the and the earth brought forth her fruit. So we see, thanks to God, we can't be discouraged by prayer. We got to continue to be in prayer. Never be discouraged. Because when you pray, things happen. The devil is waiting for your prayerlessness to be able to launch his attack, his arrows, and his destruction. So when you start ceasing to pray, that's when Satan get busy. Even when we don't feel like praying, those are the times to pray even more. When you don't feel like worship, that's a time to worship even more. When you don't feel like praising, that's a time to praise them even more. We are to pray without discouragement and ceasing, saints of God. Also, we never complain or murmur against God. Never complain or murmur against God. Number 14, 1 and 5. You can find that in number 14, 1 and 5. That valor may get tough in fury. We are never to complain, but to keep looking unto God for our victory. Never doubt God, even in fearful situation, no matter what might come upon you, saints of God. Don't doubt God. Because one thing, scripture said, God did you a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. So while we fearful and doubting God, we can see that in Exodus 14, 13 through 16. Never doubt God. The reason we have the shield of faith as part of our armor in spiritual warfare is to quench the arrow of doubt. The devil will rejoice and gain upper hand when he succeeds in making us to doubt God, his power, and his word. So if we give the devil an inch in believing that we is not trusting in God's word, he will use every moment of that to attack us. So don't even give him that situation. Don't even give him an inch. Just continue to pray. Continue to have faith. Continue to believe and not doubt and do not complain and murmur. We don't want to be like the children of Israel in the wilderness. God give, and we still complain. I want more. I want. It ain't about you, saints of God. It ain't about me. It's about God. Also, we see that the devil will rejoice and gain, like I said, he will gain the upper hand if we let him. Another stumbling block, never quit or surrender to the enemy. Never quit or surrender to the enemy. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. You can find that in there. It is possible to be wounded in battle, but the one that hath the final victory is declared the winner. So, saints of God, in other words, yes, we're going through, we might be wounded, but because of the grace of God, we is overcoming. You might win, the devil might win the battle, but he won't win the war. So you might get wounded, but you still are overcomer. To win the battle, we must not quit. And when we quit, we can no longer win. In conclusion, saints of God, therefore, shake off the dust, put on the whole armor of God, and fight with all zeal against the wiles of the devil. Fight against every opposition to your glorious distant. Fight against every device of the devil and a fight against every temptation and sin. Your victory is closer to you than ever before because you were born to win. However, there's something so strong for the devil to break in you, and that is what determines your victory in all areas of your life. It's the God kind of life in you which began with the new birth. So, saints of God, you are the winner of the battle of this life. Amen.